Let's check out stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A winter weather advisory is in effect for our tri-state area for mixed precipitation, turning to just plain rain in Litchfield County, Northwest Connecticut, the Hudson Valley, and South County, Massachusetts. This effect for right now is in effect through 1 o'clock today. Coronavirus coverage in Connecticut, the positivity rate fell to below 3% over the weekend. There were 66 additional coronavirus-related deaths, bringing the overall total since the pandemic to a little over 7,440. Hospitalizations decreased by 56 on Monday. In Germantown, the State Humane Association is asking a local sporting organization to call off an annual squirrel hunt. The group that hosts the event defended the hunt as an environmentally safe way to reduce the squirrel population. The annual Germantown Sportsmen's Association Squirrel Scramble was scheduled to be held February 27th. The Humane Association sent a letter to the Sportsmen's Association asking them to cancel the event, saying the hunting of squirrels for sport is cruel. Seven states have outlawed squirrel hunting, and New York and several other states have looked at legislation to outlaw that practice. Great Barrington has added rural recovery services for addiction help. For those suffering all types of substance abuse, the Great Barrington Police Department is now offering help through its grant-funded partnership with the Federal Rural Recovery Resources Program. The program will pay for recovery coaches to connect people to existing services and will be managed by a local addiction specialist and former addict Gary Pratt in Berkshire County. 38 people have died of opioid overdose in 2019. According to the state's most recent data. Some meetings coming up in our area today. First of all, we do have a special Board of Selectmen's meeting scheduled for 8 o'clock this morning in Falls Village. Budget discussion, grant applications, assignment of town clerk budget and recommendations to the Board of Finance, bridge discussion and recommended to the Board of Finance. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen meet today at 3 o'clock, the Sharon Housing Authority at 5, and the Board of Finance scheduled for 6 p.m. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen meeting is set for Zoom at 7:30 tonight. Village of Millerton regular meeting will be held at 6 p.m. It will be on Facebook Live. In Kent, the Park and Recreation have a special meeting at 6 p.m. That happens tonight. Town of Sheffield Select Board meeting will be held at 7 p.m. tonight. In Salisbury, Affordable Housing Commission has their meeting coming up tomorrow. Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission also meeting tomorrow. Take note that the Joint Village of Millerton Town of Northeast Police Committee will hold an informational meeting on Wednesday, tomorrow at 6 p.m., February 24th, and also on March 3rd at 6 p.m. as well. That meeting will be held via Zoom teleconference. Town of Sheffield Finance Committee have a meeting coming up tomorrow at 6 p.m. Town of North Canaan Planning and Zoning has a public hearing that is scheduled for tomorrow, and that meeting is set for 7 p.m. In Cornwall on the 18th, the Board of Finance has a meeting. Town of Amenytown Board meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. Public must attend remotely. Pine Plains Town Board meeting is happening on February 18th at 7 p.m. On the 19th in Cornwall, Red Cross blood drive is happening at the Trinity Retreat Center in between 1 and 6 p.m. Scoville Library's Common Ground Conversations, Listening Past Differences, event number 2 is coming up this weekend on February 21st, again March 14th and 28th. It runs from 4 to 5. It's via Zoom. Sign up for more information. It's available at scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 31,458.40. The NASDAQ at 14,095.47, and the S&P 500 at 3,934.83. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.